Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, we're talking about finding your niche. And yesterday, we got into looking at it from a business perspective to say, what is it about you and what you do? What are your talents? What is that niche and what separates you from the masses? But I thought about that more from a corporate standpoint and from a positioning standpoint, again, for you versus some of your competitors. Today, I want to talk about your niche within your own environment. And maybe that's an office or a company that you work for. What is your niche at work? And so really what we're asking is what is it that you do that no one else can? And the question you have to ask yourself is, are you irreplaceable? And if you're not irreplaceable, and if many people can do what you do, what is it that you can do to make yourself irreplaceable? Because if you're irreplaceable, now you have tremendous power. So when it comes to asking your boss for a raise, if your boss knows that he or she can't replace you, and that or that replacing you would be undue hardship, meaning training somebody for 6 months or a year, or there would be a significant loss to them, both financially and mentally in terms of the stress they deal with and not having you, that gives you power and that gives you leverage. The leverage to ask for the things you want, demand the things you need, and making sure that you're being compensated to the fullest extent that you're able. That's really what we're all about. So thinking about that niche. Now, if you're thinking about it and you're saying, I don't really have a niche within my group. There are many other people that can do what I do. The next question you should be asking yourself is, what skill set can I develop that would get me there? Because that's what's really important. Becoming irreplaceable, becoming a huge asset to your company and to your firm is really what it's all about. Now, if you run your company or if you own your company, then that's a little bit of a different situation. And your niche has got to be something that you specialize in and you and only you can do. But the issue you have is just the opposite, because most business owners probably end up doing too much. So what niche are you covering that maybe isn't a high priority area for you to cover right now? You know, maybe it's something that you can pay somebody else to do, but you don't have to pay them a tremendous amount of money to do it. In other words, you're not necessarily meeting with clients and driving revenue. Maybe it's something behind the scenes that you can get somebody else to do. And so for you, what you're doing is you're trying to work yourself out of that niche and replace yourself in certain aspects of what you do every day. But this is something, again, to think about. But back to the people that are working for someone or working for a corporation, I really want you to think long and hard about what it is that you do that nobody else can and how you can continue to drive that. And again, if it's not there right now, if you don't have it, I want you to think about ways that you can make yourself irreplaceable. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator every day, I would just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. It doesn't cost you a dime. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the economics of your niche. But for today, remember, I want you to think about your niche within your office or within your work environment. And if you're an employee, I want you to think about what you can do to make yourself irreplaceable. And if you're an employer, I want you to think about what you can potentially get off your plate, delegate to some other people that's not a critical piece or a niche that you really need to be spending a tremendous amount of time on.